Hey, everybody, it's Kruka Kipe on Baseball, and today we're going to talk about scoreboard watching. That's right, it's scoreboard watching season, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. Hey, everybody, it's Kruka Kipe on Baseball, and today is the finale between the Giants and the Braves. A day game here at beautiful Oracle Park, and the ballpark is just, it couldn't look any better than it does. But, Kipe, the thing I want to talk about today is the art of scoreboard watching. This is a time of year where there's a lot of cities watching scores, and it's really the fun part about baseball. You know, you need to know where the person you're chasing or the person you're battling with, you need to know where they're at all times. Like, for example, Giants get the ballpark on Friday night of this series with the Braves. They are out there during batting practice, and all of a sudden the score gets posted. The Reds beat the Dodgers. Well, there's a huge opportunity. It uplifts everybody. You know, it's like, hey, check out the Reds. Hon, you Reds, at a baby Reds. And so the Giants would go out that at night, and they would win, and they would extend their lead. And then yesterday, the Reds went down in defeat, and the Dodgers, because they're in Cincinnati, they got to post an early score, and that puts pressure on the Giants. And on it goes. And it's just, if you're on the East Coast and the other team's on the West Coast, it's such an advantage to be able to post a score. But I just love it. That's one of the things that unites everybody in the clubhouse. Everybody is watching.
Well, I can tell you now, Mike, we're an hour and a half before game time, and I'm stopped watching the scoreboard today.
Why is that?
Because the Dodgers lead 6-1 in Cincinnati. So the scoreboard has a way of being great, and it also has a way of just stinking completely.
Yeah.
Because as far as I'm concerned, that game in Cincinnati is over. And
yeah.
Now the pressure is on the team that is trying to stay ahead of the Dodgers, and that, of course, is the Giants. And the scoreboard thing, I mean, it can be uplifting, and then it can be a challenge. And today it's a challenge.
Well, yeah, but, you know, at least you know what you have to do.
Well, I think the Giants know what they have to do every time now, because I said this a month ago. Well, what makes anybody think the Dodgers are going to lose? The fact that they lost Friday was really uplifting.
With Walker Buehler. Reds beat them.
Reds just totally whipped them. And as far as I was concerned, that's like a three-game swing. But you know what? You start watching the scoreboard day one if you're a Giants fan, because you always watch to see what the Dodgers are doing. So April 1st, September 1st, it doesn't matter. Well, it's watching what the Dodgers are doing.
It is the fun thing about a rivalry. But, you know, I mean, from a fan's perspective, you know, I mean, the Cincinnati Reds aren't even in the Giants division. And yet, for the last couple days, Giants fans absolutely do not like the Cincinnati Reds at all, because they're losing to the Dodgers. And if the Dodgers, whoever they play next, if they don't beat the Dodgers, then the Giants fans are going to absolutely dislike that team.
Well, I hate the Braves.
Well, yeah.
I mean, the Braves just took care of the Giants, taking 2 out of 3 in Atlanta. And then they lay an egg in the next series in L.A. where they don't win a game.
They go 0-3 in Los Angeles.
So it's like, I mean, we texted the Atlanta Braves broadcasters, who we adore, and it's like, hey, thanks a lot, pal.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
Thanks for the help.
You know, because they dislike the Dodgers as much as we do. So, I mean, the fact that they laid an egg really means that the Atlanta Braves literally have to lay an egg today. And if they do that, then I'm okay with the Braves. But anyway, scoreboard watching. It can be a lot of fun, but it can also be really frustrating. And right now it's really frustrating.
Well, it's still early yet.
Well, I mean, they could score a touchdown and take the lead. But unfortunately, we're not talking about the same game.
Scoreboard watching, the thing we look forward to.
Come on, David Bell, let's go.
It's Kruka Kipe on Baseball.
You're absolutely killing the drill.
Enjoy the ball game.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.